Few more people here today. All right, thanks for being here. Appreciate seeing everybody. Especially appreciate seeing you guys who are here every week. Thanks. Obviously, a very exciting, epic football game on Saturday afternoon, and proud of our guys and proud of our team. But now the focus moves ahead to the next challenge, which is a heck of a challenge in Foxborough, and that's where all our attention is at this point.
You said at the end of last year, it would take a lot just to get back to this point, let alone you're back to this point. How much did it take?
It took a lot. I was right. It was a great prediction. It was spot on.
As far as the ups and downs, the injuries,
yeah, all that stuff. You know, it's really not, I'm going to sit here, I don't have a list in front of me of all the things that we've been through. A lot of teams go through a lot of things. You know, there are challenges that get you to the point that you're at as a football team, you know, and make you who you are, you know, even as a person. And our guys have handled all those things extremely well. I think individually, you know, a lot of our guys and collectively have come out of it, you know, stronger and better men, and we're a stronger and better team.
John, this is seven of these for you now as a coach. 15 years, that's pretty good company.
You're keeping count. That's good.
Do you remember the first one?
Sure. Who was it against? Did great experiences. Great experiences. We've had been blessed enough and fortunate enough to be in a lot of playoff games over the years. We have a lot of guys in our team, you know, a lot of guys in our staff that have been through a lot of these as well. So it is a great thing. There's nothing like the playoffs in the National Football League. You know, never been in any other sport, so it's hard to compare it to a seven-game series or something like that. But it'd be hard to imagine for me a more exciting thing than being in the NFL playoffs than getting to championship games, you know, and ultimately the Super Bowl. That's what it's all about, you know, and to me it's the pinnacle of sport.
You talk so much about, you didn't use the word divine intervention to talk about extra forces being involved, getting a chance to go back to New England and erase what happened last year. Does that mean something to this team?
Well, I think everything means something. You know, everything means something. It means different things to different guys. You know, we've got a number of guys that weren't there last year. We've got a number of guys that were there last year. We've been there a number of times. It's definitely grown into quite a rivalry, we would like to say. I don't know how they feel about that, but we have tremendous respect for the New England Patriots, their coaches, starting with their head coach, Coach Belichick, their quarterback, Tom Brady, their special teams, Scott O'Brien. They just have a tremendous staff, tremendous players, tremendous tradition, and it's always a huge challenge for us, but it's one that we are excited about and we look forward to, and you know, it's something that we're looking forward to. That's all stuff that just really isn't relevant. You know, it's all stuff that that's not, I don't think, worthy of the conversation right now, this time.
Do you think your players get anything tangible out of knowing that this is Ray Lewis's last ride?
Probably, sure. You know, it's a big deal. You know, it's a big deal. We've talked about all of our players have something on the line. You know, it's always an ending. You know, there's always something around the horizon for every one of us it's not going to be like it was last year or last week. And for Ray, it's the most evident part of it. You know, it's right out there in front for everybody to see. Ray is the has been the franchise since 96. He's been the one stable element that's been here from the beginning. So it's pretty evident, pretty obvious, and we're all real proud of that, and we're all excited to be a part of that.
John, is there anything to having somebody who worked as closely with Belichick as Dean Pease did, having him in your think tank?
Well, you know, that can be a two-way street. We talked about that a couple weeks ago with Coach Pagano. So nowadays in the National Football League, you play each other so many times. We know each other so well. There's so many relationships. It becomes pretty intertwined. It's a pretty tight fraternity. So to me, that's kind of part of it in every single game you play.
John?
The last 2 years, you know, we've seen Christian Brown and Evans that are coming to be an extra punch in the postseason to make that real touch. Unfortunately, it goes out, but Kobe Jones, he wound up becoming second to see when they get real touch in the postseason. How much of an impact he had been caused this season, and was that something you're hoping that he'll find in the postseason?
Well, yeah, you're always hoping for great things when you bring players in. And Jacoby's a guy that we had high hopes for. And, you know, Corey Graham's another guy, obviously, you can mention on the defensive side. A lot of people labeled them as strictly special teams players, and they've made great contributions on special teams as well. But they've been more than that too, offensively and defensively. So I'm so happy to have those guys on the team. You know, I love those guys. You know, they're our kind of guys. They're special people. They love being here, and it's great to see them do well.
John, the Ravens have played New England now, and this will be the fifth time since that playoff game in January of 2010. Does the preparation for it feel like a interdivision game almost, the familiarity of it?
Probably. There's a lot of familiarity there. It's something that that we'll go back, and we've got a lot of tape against them playing. You know, us playing each other, I'm sure those will be integral study games for both teams. But teams evolve, teams change, and you got to take that into account as well.
John, Dennis Pitt.
He seems like he's feeling good. He was in good spirits. He had a big smile on his face. Had a nice big lunch today. Seemed like he was happy. Son's doing well. Son slept well last night. I think his son slept through the whole night last night, so he was happy.
Hey, John, Dennis Pitta said that you told the players to get off your feet and do as much relaxing, get some. How much do you want them to manage the restoration of their bodies over the next couple of days?
Right. Yes, that's important. I mean, we played a lot of games, we played a lot of plays, but to that point, something that has been, you know, I knew was there is our level of conditioning as a football team. I mean, we've played, you know, we played a 6-day turnaround, we went to the altitude, we made a cross-country trip, we did it in a short week, we played a bunch of plays in 2 weeks, and our guys were getting stronger into the fifth quarter, it looked like to me. And I think that's a testament to the work ethic of our team. Our guys train. They train from, you know, the beginning of the off-season program right to the last day that they're here. They're in the weight room. They condition extra. I think Bob Rogowski and his staff, Mark Smith and their staff, have done just a tremendous job of training our guys. And to me, for it to show up in January in these kind of games really is what it's all about.
Ray Lewis said that Joe Flacco grew up on Saturday night. How much do you agree with that?
I think Joe's been growing. You know, Joe's been growing like all of our guys, but it's definitely under a microscope at quarterback, right? It's definitely what everybody looks at and watches. And to see Joe have that kind of a game and that kind of a environment is something I think all of us who are in Joe's corner knew was there. And it's been the last 2 weeks. It's been throughout the season we've seen the growth.
After the game, the CBS broadcast showed you reading a text from Steve Bisciotti to the team. And just what did that text mean to you, and why did you want to share it with the guys?
Well, first of all, Steve was I'm not going to say on his deathbed, but he was sick, man. He was really sick. He couldn't get up and move around at all. So whatever it is that's going around, he had it. And because he wanted to be in Denver desperately. And they just couldn't get him there. But he was watching, you know, obviously throughout the game. And I get back into the locker room, and Darren Sanders, our director of security, hands me the phone. And Steve, he says, you got to go to your phone. He goes, I want you to read this text. Not to the team. He said, I just want you to see it. And the message was basically, when we were down by 7, how proud he was of this football team. And I think, you know, you guys heard what was said in the text, and that he was proud of the players, and he was proud of, you know, us as coaches. So that was something that was, it was just something I thought the team needed to hear, you know, coming from him. He's a great leader. Our players love him. They love when he's around. He's an inspiration to all of our guys, and he's, to me, this organization, he sets the tone here. You know, it's a great organization because of his vision. So the guys needed to hear that in that moment. I tell you, I think they appreciated hearing it. We have flu shots. We wash our hands as much as possible. We try not to cough on each other whenever possible. And when somebody starts coughing, we immediately eject them from the meeting room, you know. So what else can we do?
Going back to Joe, now that you've had a year, how has the relationship between him and Coach Caldwell grown? And do you see any differences since Coach Caldwell has become the offensive coordinator in Joe?
Well, you know, that's probably a good question for Joe, you know, and for Jim. But what I see is two guys that really, really, they work really well together. You know, they've got temperaments that are very similar. Jim's a great football coach. He's a no-nonsense coach. He gets right to it, and Joe appreciates that. You know, Joe's a, you know, kind of a thinker that goes from, you know, tell it to me straight and let's go, let's move, you know, and those guys both think alike, so I think that works well.
John, you come from a special teams background, and I know you clearly think different than we do in the media and as fans do, but as that game unfolds and the two special teams touchdowns that were given up, then at your end of the game and you're sitting there watching a game-winning field goal happen again, is there any way in your head that you weren't thinking, oh, my God, I'm here again a year later?
Oh, with the field goal?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think about that. That really was not what went through my mind. I didn't think about that comparison. I thought about the field and whether he was going to have his footing. I thought about trying to get the ball to the middle of the field if we could, trying to get a few more yards, you know, get a little bit closer. I don't think there's been a field goal that long in the postseason that's been a game winner. I think I saw that somewhere. I didn't know that. But we had a lot of confidence in Tuck and really the whole operation. We'd had some issues in protection going into that. You know, they slipped through there a couple times and got some hands in front of some balls, so we were concerned about that. And I just wanted to get close to Ray Rice because, you know, he's a good luck charm. That was the key, I think. It's like that commercial. Is there a commercial like that? It works.
Surprise you how high it's been around the league, not just with you Saturday, but around the league?
I don't know. It's been high. You know, it's been high. But, you know, you get to this level. There's so many playmakers in this league. You have to make plays in the playoffs. I'm really proud of our guys making plays. Our quarterback, our defensive players, wide receivers. We've made some really great catches. Our offensive line, you know, to protect the way they did, that was pretty impressive. So guys making plays.
2 years in a row, you and your brother are both in the championship game. What does it say about your family's coaching DNA to get back-to-back championship games here in the gym?
Haven't taken a DNA sample lately, Sal, but it's a pretty cool thing, you know, and very proud of Jim. We've had a couple conversations since. It's probably been more football than that, you know, but it'll be a pretty cool day.
Niners-Patriots game where they went up there and beat them?
We have a little bit, you know, and we probably will some more.
What did he say?
I can't tell you. He said, you know, he has respect. He has so much respect for them, you know, and in all honesty, there's really – what is there to say? There's nothing really that they have that we don't have. You know, we end up talking and we know we say the same things to each other, so there's no revelations there. But, you know, tough place to play, great team. You know, you get a lead, it's going to be tough to hold on to it. I think we might have mentioned that once or twice, so – we hope we can get a lead.
John, your team's been overlooked quite a bit, and going into Foxborough this week, they're a 9.5-point favorite. Do you feel at a point it's a little bit of disrespect for you?
Don't care. You know, it's not important. It really isn't. You know, it's that stuff's not important to us. You know, we're not placing any bets, so it doesn't really matter.
John, how much do you think we do? Seem to be a lot of them inside in the trenches.
Yeah, pretty much every game is decided in trenches and then by guys making plays, those two things. So whoever wins the trenches is going to have a great chance to win the game.
John, you said earlier that a lot has changed with just the teams. Since week three, what's changed about the Patriots?
You know, they're just – everybody evolves and grows as a team. You know, there's players are hurt, players are back, schemes change. This is a team that changes a lot. You know, they're kind of like a chameleon. You know, you never really know – schematically what they're going to come out and do. That's been a trademark of Coach Belichick's for as long as he's been coaching. He does a great job with that because he schemes the next game, and that's something that I think is something that lends their success.
Coach, has it surprised you that somebody like Justin Tucker, an undrafted rookie, has come in with as much confidence as he has?
I'm just glad he has. You know, he's a confident guy, and he's got good reason to be confident. You know, he works really hard at what he does, and he's got a lot of talent, and he's always a guy looking at the next challenge.
You talked about the conditioning of your players, but the defense has been on the field, I think, for about 90 snaps each of the past games. And given how much the Patriots like to attack, I mean, do you think they're going to try to take advantage with their up-tempo and really try to run your guys ragged?
It's been good practice for us then, hasn't it? You know, so we're prepared.
Charles Suggs had 2 sacks yesterday. Just what do you think of his game? Do you see him kind of getting stronger as the playoffs go?
Well, I'm a big Terrell Suggs fan. I mean, I'm an admirer of his, in all honesty. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's playing through something that most guys wouldn't play through. And, yeah, he's getting better. You know, you're exactly right. He's improving every single week. So, you know, hope that continues.
I know you're in Terrell.
What did we see from him?
Yeah, no, but what he said earlier in the cage is that he thought that was one of Terrell's top performances.
Well, same thing you guys saw. I mean, he was physical with the run. He really pressed the pocket off the edge, squeezed the pocket. I thought all of our guys did a good job of constricting the pocket, you know, and that's something you have to do. We're going to have to do it this week. I mean, with Tom Brady, you can't give him a lot of throwing lanes. That's going to be important.
Coaching,
Well, we better have it in our minds. You know, I mean, it's important to do things within the rules, and no different than the Patriots, better have it in their minds. So try to do things the right way.
Coach, can you take us back to that when Joe released that ball and Jacoby Jones came down with the ball? How it felt when the sideline was there?
Yeah, I haven't taken stock of that too much yet, but it's probably the same way that all of our fans felt. You know, it was just a good thing.
John Ray Rice said after the game that the win was even sweeter because it's not typically the kind of game that you guys have pulled out in the past. What do you think about that and just how your team's doing under pressure?
I'd have to see that quote, just understand what he was saying there on that. So I haven't seen that quote.
Coach, what do you think about Brian McCain and how he's played, not having started the game during the season? He said that to me last week that Ray Lewis actually helped him with his condition.
Right. Well, Bryant has played well. You're exactly right, and I think it's been a season in the making for him. You know, sometimes things work out the way they work out, and you just don't necessarily see him coming all the time. But he's been working hard all year, and he's moving well, and that's the key. He's healthy and he's moving well. Been a big factor for us in the offensive line, so I'm really happy with the way he's playing. And I'm sure Ray did have a big part of it. He and Ray worked together, so that's a plus.
John, I mean, you don't live in the past, but a bunch of the guys today were being asked about how long that loss last year in January kind of lingered. How long did it linger for you, and you know, does this game bring back some kind of bitter memories?
I don't have that marked on my calendar, Jeff, so I'd have to go back and check, but I don't remember putting a red dot on that day when it was over with.
One way or another, you guys have found a way to have success in the playoffs every year that you've been here. I mean, do you see a consistent key to the way you guys go about being ready for this time of year?
Yeah, I think we got players that understand how to work hard all year. You know, you prepare for it to be a good team in December, January. We weren't as good a team in December this year as we have been in the past. But January's been a good month for us so far. Our guys are hard workers. Our guys are persistent, relentless in their mindset. And that's, to me, what it takes. Which one are you talking about? On the draw?
Yeah.
When he kind of pushed him forward?
Yeah, he pulled a lead block on the linebacker.
Is that the one Ray took it down to the three? It was a heck of a block. Just how Marshall does it.
John, you always talk about the process as you go through the season. Now that you're in the playoffs and the wins have built, is it easier to build momentum going into the next game, or is it just repeat that process over and over again?
I think the process is a good word. You know, that's kind of what you do. You just go to work. You know, and our guys, hey, it's exciting. You know, you can't sit here and say it's not exciting. I know that all four teams now in it are excited to be here. There's 28 other teams that would love to be in this situation. And these four teams are the four that are here. So you have to be excited about it. I like to think our guys are excited about every time they get a chance to play, but it's a little more. You know, it's a championship weekend, and we're a part of it, you know. But the process remains the same. The focus, I hope, is even greater than it is, you know, in other games. But, you know, we're excited about being here another week, and we want to try to extend it out past this week if we can.
You're trying to contain your excitement a little bit.
You know, I told our guys today we can't play till Sunday, but we can be excited for today, you know. And let's be excited about today. About the preparation today.
I remember asking you after the Redskin game about why you didn't attack with about 30 seconds to go before the end of regulation.
Right.
Were you surprised that Denver decided to do the exact same thing and sit on the last 30 seconds?
No, that's a good question. I think, you know, you can go at it either way, but, you know, if you look at it historically, you probably would find more bad things happen in that situation than good things. And you can lose yourself the game right there. Real easily. 30 seconds isn't much time. You know, even with timeouts, it's not much time to get the ball down in field goal range. And a defense can make a play, and then there you go. So you got to be smart there. And, you know, I would never question that strategy there.
John, what have you been able to do since the bye week with the running game? I know that was an area that you wanted to emphasize, stopping the run. And you guys have really tightened up. You're able to get the stops when you needed them, you know, late in that game and into overtime. I mean, can you just talk about how that unit has kind of really grown right. in, in that area over the past couple months?
Yeah, I would credit our front, really. You know, the front five guys, really. The front, the defensive line, the outside linebackers, Clarence Brooks' group, Ted Monachino's group. They're just playing fundamentally so much better than we did early. You know, they're playing with their hat and their hands and their feet, and they're playing good, solid football up front, and they're controlling more blocks than they're not controlling. That's the key.
But you also offensively stuck on the run, it seems, for longer stretches. I think in the game, you got the turnover, the nice ran all five times, and you guys ran three times from the 4-yard line turning. You punch it in. Is that a difference that you did maybe earlier in the season that you guys stuck to the run? Is that a new focus?
Yeah, you know, I really wouldn't look at it that way. You'd have to go back and look at every game, you know, depending, see what the score was, see how we were running the ball. You know, I think we've got some confidence in our ability to run the ball now, but I think we had confidence earlier in the year as well. Every game's different, you know, it really is. So I hate to put a big label on it like that.
John, what's the challenge of preparing for the Patriots running attack? I mean, they have a few different backs who do different things, and, right. and just knowing the, not knowing what they're going to do and how they're going to use them any given day.
That probably is the challenge right there. You know, they have really good backs. All those guys are north-south runners. They explode through the line. They pick up yards very quickly. They can all catch the ball out of the backfield really well. I think their quarterback does a great job of determining when they're going to run and try to run some good looks. That's part of what makes that offense so effective.
John, you said you had a conversation with Jim. Have you guys considered, I know you don't like jumping forward, you want to take the game, any conversation that hardball, Super Bowl?
Not that we'd ever admit to, you know. I don't know. I have to look up destiny first, figure out exactly what it means. Pretty big word, if you think about it. But, you know, our destiny right now is to go to Foxborough. That's our destiny, and that's the destiny that we've earned. And we'll be there on time, you know, and we'll be ready to try to play our best game. And we're going to have to because they're going to be prepared to play their best game.
John, given the depth you had at corner earlier in the season before you brought in Corey Grant, steered him special team assignment at that point, how much did you really think that he was going to contribute on the defense, and how much did you really scout that part of the game versus the
Well, there wasn't as much to look at, you know, because he hadn't played that many snaps on defense in Chicago. But the thing that was interesting about Corey is when he did play on defense, he played really well. So we felt like he was going to be a contributor on defense. But the way we do it is with all of our guys is we're about competition. We just think football is a competition sport. It's hard to go by reputation in this sport. You get exposed so quickly. So, you know, Corey knew that if he came in here and he earned the playing time, he would get it. You know, and that's what's happened.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.